Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Well, welcome back. I hope you're back, too. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. You know, I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, I appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. And the emails that I get and what have you, thanking me for doing what I do. Thank you for the issues that I bring up. Because, you know, if you've listened to the show for any period of time, there are no boundaries for me. And when I say that, I don't mean vulgar or anything along those lines. I mean, I don't care what the topic is. I don't care if the topic has to do with blacks, Hispanics, women, abortion, same-sex marriage. None of those are taboo for me. Because the bottom line with it is, it's real simple. They're all issues that we're all dealing with in some way, shape, manner, or form. One of my arguments with the homeschool mom sometimes, and I'm all for homeschooling, I'm all for educational liberty. Whatever you think you need to do to make sure your child gets a great education, you need to do it. No question about it. You don't need to trust a public school, a private school system, or whatever. You need to do what's right for your children, the best you can do, because they've been entrusted to you. And you know, my joke, for some of you who have been listening for a long time, yeah, they didn't ask for you. They didn't ask for you for parents. You asked for them. You made them. You brought them into this world. It's your responsibility to make sure they get taken care of, they get fed properly, they get to know God, they get the education they need. That's up to you. And a lot of parents are afraid to do that this day, which is wrong, too. I mean, who's in charge? Are the inmates running the asylum at your house or what? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to Pastor David Haig is going to join me. He's the pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County. And with everything going on right now, I want to get his take on where he sees this going. And when I say this, I mean, seriously, is he going to defy the law? You know, I mean, John MacArthur, one of the, you know, the pastor of one of the biggest churches and Christian colleges in California, he has decided to open up, period, that worshiping God is more important than what government believes. Because government is guessing. All right, you know, that's the other thing, too, that I think that people don't really understand. The believers, people who believe in God, really believe in God. Not just a comfortable Sunday thing to do. I'm not making fun of anybody, I'm just putting it out there. People who truly believe in God, okay, believe that He guides their life, that they need to do what He says to do, they need to obey Him to make sure that they live a peaceful and wonderful life. You know, and some of you who keep telling me that the religion thing, the God thing is great, but I stop you right there. Because I have friends, and one in particular is a station owner, one of the station owners, and I know she wouldn't have a problem with me telling it's a story. Her and her husband were among the first that were on that ship, that Japanese ship, cruise ship in Japan, that The whole ship pretty much got this. Now, her husband and the two people they were traveling with got it. Big time got it. Okay? She didn't. Now, she's in the room with these people, or at least with her husband, that whole time. She ate dinner with the other two people. They allowed them to roam the halls, you know, a couple hours a day or an hour a day each group. But long and short of it, she was around these people 24/7. She doesn't have it. She has no signs of it. And still today, living with the same man, her husband, obviously, nothing. Was she special? Is she protected by God? I mean, what's the deal? Or are you just going to tell me that some people are just totally immune to this? I don't know where her faith's at. I don't know what's... I mean, I know what she believes, basically, but I don't live with her, so I don't really know what she's like in action. So for those of you who think that, you know, Christians or people who believe in God are like, you know, whack, it's not real, it's just kind of a recreational event, like Newsom thinks it is, it's not. It's real for us. We believe and we rely on God to guide our lives. We rely on His Word to guide our lives. And if you don't understand, listen, I get it. If you don't understand it, you don't understand it. I'm not going to force you to. I mean, for some people, when you really don't believe, there is no explaining it. I mean, you can explain why you believe what you believe, but that doesn't necessarily pull somebody over. Or get them to understand what you believe. But what's really funny about all this, what I want to bring this back around to, is ultimately, when the left believes something, no matter what it is, whether it's scientific or not, when the left believes something, it is what we Christians call gospel truth. Right? For them. Because they thought it, believe it, somebody in their party told them what it was, it's gospel truth. And if you don't believe it, you're an idiot. It really is that simple for them. But yet, when we believe something, it's wrong. It's asinine. We have science today. Why do we need to believe in God? Right? We have science to walk us through healing and all this other stuff. What do we need to believe in God for? Well, as I always say, science ain't here because of science. Science is laid out, science is here, and science works because of God. Jump into your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you spend on the show or spend with me and the emails that I get. And listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't care if you disagree with me. As long as you're civil and as long as you're not just spewing a party line, that you've actually given it some real thought, some real follow-through, then I don't get upset about it. If you're just sending me, you know, nasty stuff, you know, these nasty terms, it doesn't work for me. I'm not going to allow you to do that. So 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I haven't had him on in a while. You know, he's a very busy summer, apparently. Pastor David Haig is on with me. He's the pastor of a large church in the northern Los Angeles County area. Pastor Haig, thanks so much for being with me.
Joe, always a pleasure. Yeah, I have had a busy summer, you know.
Yeah.
I just got back from 30 days of study / vacation up in Oregon, and it was great.
That's beautiful.
Really good.
Beautiful up there. I would imagine you weren't in Portland.
No, I was in Sun River, actually.
Right.
It was really, it's just outside of Bend, and we have some friends that have a home there that make it available for us.
Well, that's great.
For a month every summer. Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
I worked through the book of 1 Corinthians, which I'm about to re-entitle 1 Californians, because it seems to speak to all kinds of problems that we generate ourselves when we move away from the wisdom of God to take the wisdom of man and use it to allow ourselves to do some things that we shouldn't do, and then we wonder why our lives are the way they are. So anyway, that's not what we want to talk about, I'm sure. But
well,
talk about Corinthians.
Well, I do do a degree. So, you know, one of the reasons I brought you on is I know that there's a connection, relationship, or what have you. You know, John MacArthur's been in the news the last couple of months. He's not usually, or not that I, to my recollection, he's really not a political kind of guy. Doesn't really get involved in that arena. But he is encouraging and has actually opened up his church every Sunday. And he has basically said, we're not bowing to Caesar. We're going to do what Christ told us to do. And we're going to open these churches up. And we'll do everything we can to be safe, which great, I mean, great, good that he's taking precautions and what have you. And it seems like that no matter what gets thrown at him, what was it? The sheriff has refused to shut him down. The courts, interestingly enough, the L.A. courts, L.A., Los Angeles, courts have said, no, we will not enforce or issue a restraining order. So it's really interesting to watch everything play out. But
right.
The question of the day is, should churches ignore the order and safely open up?
Well, here's the problem. I think, and you know, I know John, and John has had a huge influence in my life. He's one of three men that have had the most influence. My father, an Anglican named Dick Lucas, who became a great friend and kind of taught me the whole strategy behind teaching the Bible the way it was written. You know, not just pulling it out of context like so many do, but what did it really mean when Paul wrote the letter of Corinthians to the Corinthians? How did they understand it, and how do we understand that today? But John MacArthur would certainly be tied for number two behind my dad. I sat at Grace Community for 3 years when I went to college down here in L.A., and he was really the guy who stood against the tide of what we would call seeker-driven churches, where you throw out everything except what's going to make people feel good. He stood up and said, man, you can trust preaching. And he has forever stood by the idea that when you deliver God's truth, God uses it. And he recently just wrote an article that said the great pandemic isn't the virus, it's that we've lost truth in America, and I think it was very well written. Mm-hmm. Having said that, with all the respect I have for John and a friendship, I believe they have every right at Grace Community, he and his elders, his leaders, to interpret the Bible the way they believe it should be interpreted and to make practical application of that in their own lives and in their own church, what I don't like is some of the statements that seem to indicate that if you haven't opened up your church the way Grace Community has, that you are less than a good shepherd for your people. Now, I've got it made because we have an outdoor amphitheater that'll hold 2,000 folks, and we've been having outdoor services right along, and we haven't turned anybody away. We physical distance, that's the new term, and we use masks. But I will tell you that what John and other pastors, high-level pastors, what they've done is they've created a situation where we have people in our church that are, you know, calling us and emailing us and saying, how come we're not standing against, you know, the government? And, you know, it all comes down to this. I think there's freedom of conscience for Grace Community to do what they're doing. We are not doing that. We believe we have freedom of conscience to say that there's going to have to be a lot greater, what you might even call persecution and forbidding of the churches to do what the Bible says we have to do before we're going to engage in civil disobedience. And exactly what those things are, I think, are found in Acts chapter 5 when they told Peter, you can't preach anymore. And he said, well, with all due respect, we're going to obey God. rather than men. We've done that in one instance where the governor has said we can't sing. We believe in Colossians that we're commanded to teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I made the statement to our people that, you know, when the governor decides he's going to be the service preparer, that he's going to design the services at Grace Baptist Church, then that's a bridge too far. But until then, we are going to love Christ. We're going to love his church. But we're also going to love our neighbors. And one of the things that I think we want to promote where we are is that there is already a caricature of evangelicals out in the world that we're anti-science, that we are judgmental, that we, you know, do whatever we want, and, you know, we're hypocritical. And I think there's a chance, a good chance, that if we at Grace Baptist were just to kind of raise our fist to the government and say we're not going to abide by any of these regulations, we would just be kind of making more concrete that bad caricature. So we not only love Christ and love the church and love each other, we want to love our neighbors. And this is a tough situation because we have people who are leaving our church to go to a more militant church because for them it's all about American rights. For us, it's first and foremost about the gospel of Jesus Christ that we adhere to, and we serve a king. We're also American citizens, so we want to serve the government, and right now we're able to have a foot in both of those and not do the splits.
Well, we're going to go for a quick break. We come back, you know, some more questions along those lines, because as you know, the church is well divided. That's what denominations do. They divide people. So I want to talk more about some of the issues that come up, at least in my email box on a regular basis. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more with Pastor Haig right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After a week of protests and outrage over the police shooting of a black man in Wisconsin, civil rights advocates denounced police and vigilante violence against black Americans. At the commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington, thousands gathered near the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King delivered his historic I Have a Dream address. The event came on the heels of yet another shooting by a white police officer of a black man, 29-year-old Jacob Blake of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that has sparked
marked days of protest and violence that so far has left at least two dead. The Keep America Great website might sound like something that belongs to President Trump, but the site says it was paid for by Biden for President. President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan got a slight facelift for his 2020 presidential run, the campaign now adopting Keep America Great as its official new slogan. KeepAmericaGreat.com, however, features what it says are promises made by Trump that were broken. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed
me. Like
my wife says, the butter. Man, he does got a voice like butter. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. You know, I always joke about that. That was Pastor David Haig who's joining us here. I always joke about that, you know, based on today's environment. You think he got permission from her to kiss her before he did? Because, you know, that would be the politically correct thing to do today.
Yeah. Well, what about baby? It's cold outside.
No, oh, I know, right?
He's saying no, and he's we can't sing that anymore.
Well, all right, yeah. So, you know, Pastor David Haig, he's the pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. And you know what? It's kind of like I said it before we went to break, which is a true story. We, you know, we have denominations within the church, and I always say the same thing. Those are division kind of things. That's what denominations do, right? Denominations of money are there to separate the money out. Good, bad, or indifferent, it is what it is. And so there's different thought processes. There's different, as you said earlier, interpretations, you will, of what we need to do or don't need to do when it comes to what the government is telling us. And now the email that I get the most when it comes to this particular issue is the story of Daniel, where even though the Daniel told him what to do, that he had to bow down to the king, he basically said, you know, hey, I'm going to blow you off and I'm going to do what I do every day, which is I'm going to pray to God. And some people say that he opened his windows up to shove it in the king's face to go, look what I'm doing, and I'm not going to stop. So what is the difference? And, you know, you don't have an hour sermon here, but what's the difference? Why wouldn't we use Daniel as an example?
Well, the difference is we're not told we're not told not to pray. I mean, you can't just say, well, anytime the government tells you not to do something, that's enough to, you know, to disobey. That's not true. I mean, Jesus Christ lived during the time of the greatest, you know, the Roman government, which is about as corrupt as they come. And what did he say? He said, render to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and to God that which is God's. We can still pray. We can still meet. Some go to Hebrews chapter 10 and say, you know, we're told there not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. But let's think about the context that happened. That was happening in towns. They didn't have big auditoriums. They didn't have big tents. Right. They met in homes. And if you didn't keep coming to the home meeting, there were no telephones, there was no, magazines that were sent around. Nobody would believe you were committed to Christ unless you showed up at the meeting. And so to extrapolate from that or from Daniel, that now that, oh my goodness, we have to wear masks and we have to be physically distant, I just think that's too big of a jump. We're still preaching. I still preach once or twice a week. I teach Bible studies. I teach at a university, a theology class. Just because the medium is different through Zoom or, you know, with physical distancing. But then we have not yet been told you cannot practice what it means to love Christ. And I just can't go there. And, you know, in Acts chapter 5, when they told Peter, quit preaching. If some came out and said, look, we do not want preachers preaching anymore, I would have absolutely no trouble saying, with all due respect, Governor, we are commanded to preach in 2 Timothy chapter 4. We're commanded to sing in Colossians 3. So I just think what has gotten mixed up in here is right-wing politics. And it's all about, you know, making sure our American rights are where they need to be. And I just I think one of the worst things that happened was probably 3 decades ago when there was this marriage of conservative theology and conservative politics. And we've been fighting that for a long time.
Yeah, and again, I'm not trying to put anybody, you on the spot or anybody else that's listening, but it's just kind of like you different flavors, people looking at things in a different way, and people really, I mean, there are a lot of Christians that are feeling, we definitely don't have the persecution they've had in other countries, but they're feeling persecuted. You know, when you have a governor saying you can't worship or you can't sing, you know, worship songs at church, even if you were 6 feet apart with masks on or what have you, they're kind of feeling alone and empty. You know, I'm sure you're hearing that.
I don't buy it, Joe. I don't buy it at all. We've got 3,000 people. We don't feel alone. We meet. We meet outside. It's just a different way. You can't just take this and extrapolate it into more than it really is. I wrote a book on the persecuted church, and it's called The Privilege of Persecution. And we interviewed people in, you know, Ethiopia and Eritrea and Yemen and all these other places. And the people around the world who are actually under governmental persecution, they are very afraid for the United States. I was told, look, you know, you guys are way too concerned about government. Government's never going to be your friend. Government's not who you depend on. You depend on the power of God. You depend on the Word of God, and you depend on the people of God. And if that forces us to have different ways of meeting and speaking and loving and praying, we're still going to do it. I just think that American Christianity, and I'm going to get in big trouble for this, we have become too weak. We think that unless we can go to some really nice auditorium with great sound systems and video projection and hear some really good preacher, that somehow we're not worshiping. Are you kidding me? They worshipped in the catacombs. They worshipped under bridges. They worship in caves. I mean, look at Elijah and Elisha. Look at Jesus. He didn't have a home. He didn't have a place to lay his head. And yet he brought the very kingdom of God in power. And America, you know, we're in trouble because we've decided that worship is all about being comfortable and convenient, and it's not.
No, listen, you and I have known each other for a long time, and it's one of my complaints has been is that we've gotten weak. And I've even joked with my buddies who, you know, you have, I don't know if you teach from an iPad, if you have an iPad or something along those, a tablet, we'll put it that way, so I don't give anybody, you know, credit for a particular product. But, you know, I said, if Jesus was here today, you'd think he'd be rolling scrolls out? I don't think so. I think he'd have some kind of electronic device. I think he'd be sitting or standing behind a pulpit or wherever he'd be standing and using the electronic devices and what have you to get the message out. I don't think that's the issue at all. And maybe that's why some people are feeling somewhat lonely is because they've not been taught or they're not strong in the Word and with the relationship with Christ.
Let me break it down to you. I'm going to use some architectural terms. Okay. When you engage an architect to build a building, a good architect will say, well, what do you want to do in the building? What's the function? And then he says, after you tell him what you're going to do in the building, then he designs the form. And in church life, in all life, but in church life, we have watched as people become more addicted to the form. You know, what kind of music is it? Is it old? Is it hymns? Or is it, you know, praise music? Is there drums or is there an organ? Is there carpet or not? Are there pews or regular seats? Is it a building or is it a cave? Look, the most important thing is the function. And right now, the governor of California kept us from the function. He has picked on the form And we've got people going crazy because their form has been changed and dismantled. But at the point when worship is dependent on form, it is no longer sincerely heart worship of God. You can quote me on that. And I think too many people are caught up in the form. You got to get more into the function of worship.
No, I understand what you're saying. I really do understand what you're saying. And you know, I was actually joking a few weeks ago saying we're going to become, or we've become to a degree, a pajama church. I know some of my friends, you know, get up, roll out of bed, hit the coffee. And they're doing worship in their pajamas because nobody can see them, and they're good with that. I know some guys that told me they still dress, you know, they get ready, they brush their teeth, they have breakfast like they're going to church in the normality because they feel that's the right thing to do, that they need to put some effort into it because Christ put effort into them. So, you know, it's a different mindset on that, but definitely a different paradigm, different way of worship, listening to the Word, you know, sitting on your couch in the morning.
We did a really good job of live streaming. We had multiple cameras and people. I mean, I sat and watched it in my home when we were not allowed to go out at all. I'd preach to an iPhone and some guys put it together and it looked great. But when we started meeting at our Alpha Theater, and we have three services and we serve, you know, about half of our congregation, the other half being either elderly and at risk or having really small children, which we can't do much with. We don't turn anybody away, but what we did do is we chose to only use one camera. So the live stream is not as good as the live experience. That's what I insisted on. It's better to be together than it is to be on your couch. And now if all we have is the couch, we'll do that. But that can't be the way we really go about it. Again, we are addicted to convenience and comfort. And I believe, you know, some people see demons behind this. I think actually God's behind it. He's going to winnow the church and strengthen us.
All right, so we come back. Let's talk about the future of the church. And I don't mean of its existence, of its function, if you would. Joe Mazzini, your host, just on your side. Don't go far. A lot more with David Haig right after the break.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Is it that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold?
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Let me bring him on, Pastor David Haig. He is the pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County. Known the man for years. Appreciate his time. Appreciate his integrity. And, you know, that's what we need. You need to seek out people of integrity. You need to seek out people that maybe they're not on the same page as you. Maybe you know that the answer isn't going to line up with what you want, but those are the people you need as friends. Those are the people that you need around you. So, Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, I like being with you, Joe. You're a good man.
Thank you. Hey, listen, you were in Oregon. I think it's really, we are on three stations in Oregon, okay? And,
really?
And I'm surprised,
yeah,
because Oregon is considered a fairly liberal state, except my understanding is once you start to get inside the state, you know, into the more rural areas, it's not so much. Is that true? Or?
Well, it's just like Washington, which is my home state. The coast, you know, Seattle, then you go down to Portland, that's those towns have been invaded by kind of a young, internet-driven Google, Microsoft, kind of a,
yep,
you know, all those guys are educated in public universities and are basically socialists, very little religion of any kind, much less, you know, biblical religion. So what you have, when you take away the restraints that there is a God and that God has decided what's right and wrong, and if you follow right, you're going to do better than if you don't. When you take that away, you take restraint away, and suddenly it's Katie bar the door. I mean, we've seen it both in the, you know, them taking over Capitol Hill in Seattle, and then what they've done for 90 straight days in Portland. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, the Kenosha, Wisconsin people are kept. So what you have is you have no restraint. So there's, you know, there's no government restraint. But more importantly, there's no personal constraint.
That's right.
You know, individual constraint is always going to be better than external compulsion. So, you teach your kids, look, be disciplined in the way you do life. Know what's wrong. Don't do it. You know, Marcus Aurelius' great quote, if it's wrong, don't do it. If it's not true, don't say it. But that means that I have to decide inside me who I'm going to be. But why should I? You know, if anything goes, and that's so. As you go further east in Washington, and you get over the mountains, you get in the Middle West, or the middle part of it, you get into Spokane where I live. It's a lot more conservative. And you go into Idaho, and into Montana, it's even more conservative. Same way with Oregon, you get to, except for Bend. Bend has become very bohemian. But most of the other little towns, very conservative.
Yeah, and you find that seems to be a commonality across the country. And, you know, when you get into the major cities and you find it, you know, obviously more liberal and what have you. And I don't like the reasons why some people say it is. And I'm not going to, this is not for this segment, if you would. I want to get to a question that I had for you before we went to break, which is, you know, you see what's going on with the church and how you've had to, you know, you've had to pivot pretty quick to get God's message out to people, get a way for them to get it. People use their smartphones and their TVs and their Roku and Apple and all that fun stuff. Will this, whether we go back to quote-unquote normality with no masks and the whole nine yards, will this permanently change the future of how the church functions?
You know, there's a common principle we see throughout the Bible, we see it throughout church history, we see it around the world today. When it is more costly to be publicly aligned with Christ, the church becomes more pure. That just makes sense, right? I mean, if you're going to be conspicuous as a follower of Christ, the more that's going to cost you in terms of comfort, in terms of, you know, a success in the world, that's going to winnow the church. And you're going to see it sifted. And these people who are kind of comfortable Christians, who really have not in any way aligned their behavior with what the Bible would say godliness is, when suddenly, you know, standing for godliness in any way becomes inconvenient and uncomfortable, they're just going to shy away from it. It's happened all along. So I actually think, well, I'm not enjoying this at all. I want to see our 2,000-seat auditorium full and people singing and people praying and praising and listening to preaching and then partnering with us in a mission. I really want to see that. But I do believe that what's going to come out of this is an understanding of what the church really is. It's not a building. It's the people. And it's the people who are indwelt by the Spirit of God, who are driven by the Word of God, and are compassionate and in love with their neighbors. And so if that's what happens, then we'll look back and say that ultimately this was evil, but God used it for good.
Yeah, it's funny. You said something there, and it kind of sparked something in my head, which was it seems like we've got to the point now where standing on principles, especially godly principles, and if you're a Christian or a person of faith, that is now classified or become negative stubbornness. You know what I mean? You're stubborn in your ways.
Yeah,
you're not
sure.
Open to any kind of new thoughts. But we have that from within the church, don't we?
We definitely do. We so do. And, I think this part of this political, I mean, we've all seen the tribalism, right? If you're in one tribe, then you're blind to what your own tribe is doing that's wrong. Because you figure, I either have to be for my tribe or I have to be for the other tribe. There's only two choices. I think out of this is going to come it'll be slow, but I think I've said this before, and I hope this doesn't offend you or anybody else, but we are the greatest nation in the world. And you're telling me that the two best candidates for the highest office in the land are a guy who, you know, I love his policies, but his character is not very good. And on the other side, you've got a guy who can't put sentences together. Really? So, I mean, if that doesn't cause people to say, wait a minute, the system is rigged, I was watching some quotes today and somebody said, you know, in America, anybody can be president. Well, that isn't true. It isn't true anymore.
No.
You've got to start early on in your life. So I think we're going to look back and we're going to say that the pandemic was the genesis of something better for the church and hopefully better for the country.
Yeah, I people, and I don't want anybody hurt by this, but I mean, you know, people need to be shaken up. We get in our roots, our ruts. We get into a routine. I see it in the education world, and I've only been in it for, you know, 12 years as a school trustee. And, you know, in the business world, what do you always hear? Well, we've always done it that way. Why are we changing it? We've always done it that way, and it seems to work. Well, we get in our ruts. And we think that's the only way to do something. And I've got to tell you something. I mean, this is a personal pet peeve of mine. But in the churches, for instance, for years, I get these people to get all excited, and I'll talk to them about the sermon and why are you excited. And, you know, well, it was the worship service. They could tell me every song that was played and how much they loved that song and who originally did it. But they can't tell me what the message was for the day.
Well, yeah, but the big theological problem there is that worship is not music. Music, it's like saying a hammer is a house. No, a hammer is a tool that you use to build the house. Music is a tool that you can use, when used properly, to bring praise and glory and adoration and humility and submission to Jesus Christ. Worship is an attitude towards God. You can use music. You can use prayer. You can use taking a walk with your wife. You can use reading, you can use scripture, you can use all, these are all tools. But somewhere along the line, somebody started using worship as synonymous with music. And when I go and preach places, they'll introduce me, okay, we're going to have a bunch of worship and then Dave's going to preach. Well, guess what? I believe preaching is part of worship as well. And we got so many things we have to fix, and Lord help us. That's all I can say.
Well, you know what? All I always say is, you guys better be happy I'm not God, because there'd be dust puddles everywhere. But what can I tell you? So,
yeah, well, maybe we need a few more dust puddles.
But, you know, but I would,
hey,
you know,
can
you
can I
about
just say one thing to your audience? You know, if you're really into this idea of what persecution is, I don't usually hawk my own books, but I wrote a book called The Privilege of Persecution. We interviewed people in the persecuted church around the world, and I wrote about it. You can see it at davidwhaig.com under the books that I've written. You can go right there. If you're interested in what persecution looks like, The Privilege of Persecution, davidwhaig.com.
You know, we're running out of time, and the question I want to get to, it'll take you a lot longer, and I don't want to hang you with it, but it is, there's pastors out there that have now bowed down to the sin. We were born racist. You know, white folks were born as racist. I don't find that in the Bible.
Oh, my.
All right? We're sinful. I get that. But why do you call out racist? Because you want to fit in,
you know, the
right?
thing is, there's really only one race. It's the human race.
Bingo.
And the only difference between a black man and me is he happens to have a lot more melatonin than I do.
Right.
But DNA, chromosomes, everything else, we are the same. The only difference is whether or not we bow to the king or live to be our own king. And I'd love to talk to you about that.
We'll bring you back. Let's talk about that. I know that...
Okay.
You know, Christians are on both sides of the, you know, bend the knee situation. As you can imagine, I'm the guy who goes, I only bend the knee to one and only one. And we'll talk more about that. We'll bring you back on. We'll talk more about that. Hey,
okay.
God bless. Thanks for being with
Sounds
me today.
Good.
I always appreciate
Thanks.
Your time.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to have a smorgasbord of information. We're going to kind of debrief on the RNC, close up some of the stories for the week. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. Really, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're doing, and come on back. I have been... Oh, he's gone.